recently discussed various aspects of Parsha Zachar. We quoted the Sukkim Brachos Naf Yud Gimel, Megillah Daf Yud Zayin, where Tosus comments that Parsha Zachar is a Kriya Min Haksav, which is Daraisa. The Gemara, as he mentioned, is not really explicit at all. It's just in the context of the Sugi of Nemar and Becholoshon, the Gemara seems to refer to a mitzvah's Kriya Min HaTorah. And Tosus gives you the example of Parsha Zachar. And if you look in the other Rishonim and those Dapim, they mention as well the possibility of Parshas Paro. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Pehei, so here the Mechaba quotes the Yeshomrim that Parshas Zachar is a Din Daraisa, and that the same is true when it comes to Parshas Paro as well. Even when it comes to Parshas Zachar, we pointed out the difficulty that it is not at all clear that there is a mitzvah daraisa of a kriya mitoch haksav. Even if you assume that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, but the fact that it is necessary to do so mitoch haksav, is that necessarily mitzvah daraisa or is that not? But at least there is an absolute mitzvah zechira. When it comes to the case of Parshas Parah, there, the fact that this is daraisa is even more questionable. The Magen Avraham writes, and that's Simon in Tafresh Behei, that v'lo yadana hecha remiza, that where is even the remez, that Parshas Par itself would be daraisa. If you look in Meshech Chachma, found in Parshas Chukas, in Bemidbar Yates Pasuk Chaf, the Meshech Chachma writes that the makor of Parshas Par daraisa is based on the opening sugya in Meseches Yuma. As you know, the Mishnah tells us that Prisha is necessary kodem Yom HaKippurim, it's necessary to sequester the Kohen Gadol for the week prior to Yom Kippur. And in discussing the source of the Chiyuv of Prisha, the Gemara quotes the following pasuk that you find in the very end of Parshas Tzav. The Torah tells us that Kasher Tzivu Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem. The pasuk seems to indicate that just as we are required to do here in the context of the Miluim, that is the theme, no doubt, of these Parshios, of Tzav and Shmini, so too this is true, la'asos l'chaper aleichem. The Gemara says l'chaper aleichem is a reference to Yom HaKippurim. And therefore the same chiyuv prisha, which is necessary when it comes to the Yemei HaMiluim, this is also true when it comes to Yom Kippur, and that is a makar for the opening Mishnah that tells us that Shivas Yomim Kama Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara goes a step further and says that we understand the term in the pasuk of l'chaper aleichem. What about when it comes to la'asos? Where else do you find a chiyuv prisha? So the Gemara says that's a reference to Maisa Parah. The same thing is true when it comes to the Asiyas Paraduma, that also requires prisha. So based on the pasuk, there the Gemara is doresh that what is true of the Yemei HaMiluim is also true of Paradum, is also true when it comes to Yom HaKippurim itself. So that is how the Gemara in fact is doresh, that pasuk, that there is in fact a chiyuv prisha. And then the Meshech Chachma points out, if you look a little bit later in those sugyas, in Yuma Daf Heim Adbeis, the Gemara quotes the following memory, that Rav Yochanan says the name of Rav Shimba Yochai, that Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akev. When it comes to the Miluim, how in fact do we know that there is a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaParsha, and that Kriyas HaParsha is a Din Daraisa, which is the Ikuva? Where do you see that is true? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk again from these Parashios. In Vayikra Ches, the Torah tells us the following, that Vayomer Moshe El Ha'eda, Zeh HaDavra Asher Tziva Hashem. The difficulty the Gemara is bothered by is the following. Rashi explains on the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers Klal Yisrael, and he says, Zeh HaDavra Asher Tziva Hashem. You would expect that some Tzivui Hashem would in fact follow. And when you look in Vayikra Ches, quite difficult. Zeh HaDavra Asher Tziva Hashem, and there is no subsequent theme. So on that basis, the Gemara's Doresh as follows, that Davar is Milashon Dibur. Zeh HaDibur Asher Tziva Hashem. It is not so uncommon that you have Drosh's Daraisa, that the word Davar is interpreted to be Milashon Dibur. When it comes, for example, to Shemitah, the Gemara's drash is Zed Dvar HaShemitah. It means that there's Dibur which is necessary when it comes to Shemitah. In what sense is Dibur needed? So the Gemara writes the following, that when the Lofa goes and repays the Malveh is obligated to say Mishamet Anibav. That's the Sugya in Perek HaShaleach. That Dibur is necessary. That the Malveh has to state that he is canceling the particular debt. We discussed in the past the fundamental machlokes between Rov Rishonim, the Mordechai versus the view of the Urim. Exactly what does that mean? There's a mitzvah that the Malva should say, Mishamit Anibach. The Mordechai is very bothered. But what do you mean? Shvi is cancels the debt. And if the chov is already considered to be cancelled, why is it necessary for the malvit to say, Misham et anibach? And the answer that the Mordechai gives in the Sugya and Gittin simply is the following, that Einach inami. Not so unusual. Just as if a person has a bechor which is born, and nonetheless that behema has an inherent kedusha, kedusha mirechem, but the Gemara writes in the Dharma Daf Yud Gimel, mitzvah lahakdisho. You have to say that this is a bechor, or even this is a bechor. I understand why I say hareza chatos, hareza ola, that infuses the kedusha saguf. If you have an animal that is kadosh mirechem, why do you have to say that this is a bechor? The answer is enoch inami, that sometimes the Torah obligates us to reiterate that which already exists. And the Mordechai gives that mashal. Just as it's true when it comes to Shemitah, the same thing is true when it comes to these cases as well. When it comes to Kedushas HaBechor, Mitzvah LaHakdisha, and that's why even though the debt is already cancelled, but the Malva has to acknowledge that Mishamet Anibach. It's a very interesting Kiddush. We discussed that in the context of Kiddush. Just because, for example, the Kedushas Shabbos is Kfiyah V'Kaima, but nonetheless, the Ramban explains the purpose of Kiddush is a Mitzvah LaHakdisha. Sometimes Hekdesh creates a Chalos Kedusha, sometimes it just reinforces or acknowledges that there is a Chalos Kedusha. The Gemara says, for example, in Beis and Achlamad Vavamad Beis, that in Makdishin, that one is not allowed to be Makdish Behema on Shabbos Yantiv. So it's interesting, would that Isser of in Makdishin apply, for example, to a Bechor? Not so simple. The Bechor has a Kedusha Mirechem. A regular animal, when you say Harei Zechatos, so therefore, right, you're creating a chalos hekdesh. That's a form of a mekaf memkar. That's usur on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But if you have an animal that has a kedusha merechem and just a mitzvah lahakdisho, is it so simple that mitzvah lahakdisho is usur on times of Shabbos and Yom Tov? This was against, for example, the shita of the Yireim. The Yireim who argue that it's not true. Shvius does not cancel debts at all. What Shvius does is it posits an isser negisa. There's an isser, part of isser veheta, that a malva is not allowed to collect. But in terms of chosh and mishpa, the loan is considered to be intact. And of course, that's why the malva is obligated to say mishamet anibach, that he cancels the debt through his amira. It's a fascinating machlokas. Whether shvius cancels debts or shvius posits in his sergavra of lo yigos. Right, but for our purposes, again, that's a classic example. But the Gemara tells us that zed devar shmita, the davar is milashon dibur. When it comes, for example, to one who is a rotzeach b'shogeg, v'zed devar harotzeach. What does devar harotzeach mean? The Gemara says milashon dibur. That it's necessary, for example, to the rotzeach to inform others that he killed b'shogeg, and therefore he is chayiv golus. There are many such drushas. So the Gemara interprets this as well. That what does it mean that Moshe gathers Knesset Yisrael? And says, Zeha Davra Sher Tziva Hashem. The answer is, the Gemara says, Afilu Dibur Ma'akev. That's the Sugya in Yuma, and Daf Heimud Beis. What exactly does that mean? Rashi explains, it was a Kriya Saparsha. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Knesset Yisrael, and there was the ensuing Dibur. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu delineated, right, the Parshios of Tetzaveh, all the Tzivuyim regarding Binyan HaMishkan. In other words, when it comes to the case of the Miluim, there is a Chiyuv Prisha, and there is also a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaParsha. And the Gemara tells us that Kasher Asa, Tziva Hashem Asa, Slachapra Lechem. So too when it comes to Maisa Parah, so too when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim there also is a special mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. And the Meshech Chachma writes the Chiddush that this is the source of the Kriya of Parshas Parah. The Gemara creates that link of Miluim to Parah when it comes to Prisha. The next Sugya, the Gemara says, Nima Dafeimut Bey, is that Miluim also required a Kriya Saparsha Daraisa. The same thing is true when it comes to the case of Parah as well. So Parah is not only a Siyas HaParah, Parah is also a Kriyas HaParsha. If this is all that you would have, is that Makor of the or Sameach, or Meshech Chachma, okay, so you see that there is a Kriyas HaParsha B'Shas HaMilum, that certainly is true, but it's still a very great Chiddush to argue the next step, no? All the Chori you see from that is the following, that B'Shas Asiyas HaParah, it is necessary as well to have a Kriyas HaParsha. But again, one has to cross that bridge in order to argue that even Bizman Hazeh, when you have no Asiyas HaParah, there is an independent mitzvah of Kriyas HaParsha. No doubt, that is even a greater Chiddush. If you look, for example, in Mikrei Kodesh, In Chanukah Purim, Rizvi Pesach Frank writes in Simen Ches that you have to combine this with the comment of the Aruch HaShulchan. Because Aruch HaShulchan and that Simen in Tafresh Pehei points out as follows, that when you look throughout Parshas Chukas, the Torah keeps on stressing the V'hayest of Bnei Yisrael Chukas Olam. The pasuk keeps on going out of its way and telling us that you should realize that this is considered to be Chukas Olam. And the Sifriyas Doresh Nepasuk Chukas Olam tells us that Shetehe Noheges Lidoros. That's what the pasuk is telling us. You should realize this is not a Horasha, but this is that which is Noheges Lidoros. So therefore, when you have the Asiyas HaPara, so you understand there is the Asiyas HaPara and Kriyas HaParsha. And the Pasuk goes out of its way and tells us Chukas Olam, so therefore that possible Chiddush that perhaps there is an independent mitzvah of Kriyas HaParsha even without the Asiyas HaPara, which is in fact Noheges Lidoros. That's the Chiddush of Eshech Chachma, coupled with that of Aruch HaShulchan, in order to possibly explain that why the Rishonim count Parshas Parah among the Parshios that one is obligated to read Midaraisa. Another very different possibility is the following. When we discussed Parshas Zachar, we pointed out that when the Torah tells us Zachar, it doesn't just simply mean that remember. After all, when it comes to Parshas Zachar, the Parsha ends Losishkach, the very end of Kiseitzeh. So that's what the Torah's Konim tells us in Kosai, that it doesn't mean don't forget. Lo Sishkach means don't forget. Zachar means, in a positive sense, that there has to be a formal type of zechira. Because if all the pasuk meant by Zachar is to remember, it's already covered by Lo Sishkach. That shouldn't be limited only to zechira samalek. After all, there are other places in our Torah that there also is a mitzvah zechira, right? Sheish zechiros, for example. And especially when it comes to Chet HaEgel, there the Pasuk says in Dvarim Tes that Zachar Al Tishkach. There the Pasuk is explicit. The Pasuk tells us not to forget, Eis Asher Yitzavta Hashem Lekach LaMidbar, a reference to the Chet HaEgel, and the Pasuk reiterates not only those Tishkach, but also Zachar. So therefore, apparently there is a mitzvah sechir regarding Chet HaEgel itself. In fact, the Magen Avram in Hilchos Kriyas Shmoneh Simen Samach raises that issue. That if the Torah tells us that there's an Isra Lo Sishkach, there's a mitzvah zechira, so why is it that we only have a parsha of Kriyas Parsha Zachar? The Magen Avram asks, why isn't there a parsha for Kriyas Chet HaEgel? That's the kasha, the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram answers in Simen Samach of Hilchos Kriyas Shmoneh that the Egel is Gnayhu LeYisrael. And therefore, right, it's less than ideal, right, to have a public Kriyas HaParsha year in and year out in order to remind us of Chet HaEgel. So we have it when it comes to Zechiras HaMalei, but not when it comes to Zechiras Chet HaEgel. That's the comment of the Magen Avraham, Sin Samach, and Ochos Kriyash. If you look in Makar Baruch, the Makar Baruch just adds the following Ha'ara, and that is this. What is the whole purpose of Paraduma, of Zos Chukas HaTorah? So Rashi already quotes that Bo Ha'em Utechaper Albana. The purpose of the Paraduma was to serve as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So perhaps one could argue in that sense as well that there is a link. In principle, whenever there is a mitzvah zechira, so it requires a form of zechira befeh. And we acknowledge the Ha'ar of Magen Avram, that Gnayu the Yisrael in a very overt sense, in order to mention Chet HaEgel in and of itself. It's possible some of the Zechiros can be right reflected in a more indirect way. The Magen Avram, for example, that same Simen writes, the Kerav Tano is a reference to Maman Har Sinai, Shimcha HaGadol is a reference to Zechira Samalek. Right, even in a more indirect way, a person can accommodate the mitzvah zechira. And perhaps here, one could argue that that is part of the essence of Para Aduma, that Bo Ha'em Ultechap Rabbana, that the Para Aduma, right, is supposed to be a kapara for Chet HaEgel. Why, in fact, that's true, that links in with what we mentioned earlier about tefillah requiring a matir. We mentioned in earlier weeks, now, in the very beginning of this parsha. In Parsha Shmini, the Torah tells us that what carbon do you bring at the time of the miluim, and the answer is you bring an egel b'bakar l'chatos. So the Ramban quotes the Torah's Kohanim. Why do you bring an eagle, a bakar lachatos, at the time of the miluim? No, the answer is as a kapara for the chet ha'egel. The Mishkan itself is supposed to serve as a kapara for the chet ha'egel. That's the Torah's Kohanim that the Ramban quotes. Yesh biyadechem betchila v'yesh biyadechem lebasov. In what sense is that true? So going back several weeks, right, we mentioned that link, that if the chet ha'egel was misguided, Avodas Hashem without license, without matir, without a tzivui. So you understand very well that that was the essence of the Mishkan. Mishkan meant to channel one's Avodas Hashem, but only based on Kasher Tziva Hashem. And that's why the Torah always reiterates Kasher Tziva Hashem when it comes to Mishkan. We had pointed out that particular time that perhaps you understand the tragic avera of Nadav and Avihu. Because if the purpose of bringing that egel ben bakar lachatos was to contrast chet ha'egel that was unbridled with Mishkan, which was literally kasher tziv Hashem. So that's exactly what the pasuk says, that at this moment Nadav and Avihu offered a karbon, and the pasuk says asher lo tzivosam, without the necessary tzivoy Hashem. And therefore, that is the whole purpose, that the tzivoy Hashem is necessary. It serves as the matir of proper avodas Hashem. You understand very well in that light that why there's a link between the egel and the para aduma. When one thinks about para aduma, that's a classic example of chok, that purely the motivation, that the reason that this is part of avodas Hashem is purely because of the tzivoy Hashem. That's the Chukas HaTorah. And what is true of that is true of Avodas Hashem in the broader sense, that positive law will dictate how it is that we are Oved Hashem, right, to the last detail. So if that is true, if that was the Chet HaEgel, you understand very well that the Para Aduma serves as a Kapara for Chet HaEgel. So perhaps putting that together, one could understand the possibility of Parshas Para being Daraisa, in the sense that there is a mitzvah Zechir of Chet HaEgel, that is considered to be Hugnai Hul Yisrael, but perhaps, right, that Zechir is accommodated through the Kapara of the Chet HaEgel, which in fact is that element of Para Aduma. So perhaps another possibility as to how one could argue that Parshas Para is in fact a din daraisa, either based on Miluim or perhaps because of its relationship with Chet HaEgel, and there is a mitzvah zechira. When it comes to the days of the Miluim, so the Torah tells us in Shmini and Vayikra Perek Yud that Ve'esir HaChatos Dorash Dorash Mose Bihinei Sarav, that there was a Chatos that all of a sudden was burned. And Rashi explains the following, that there were three Seirei Chatos that were brought on that given day. There was a Seir Izim that was brought as part of the Miluim, and there was what we call the Seir Nachshon that was of Mate Yehuda, and there was a Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Three different Seirim that were brought at that particular time. And Rashi comments, Mikula Lanisraf Elazed, this last Seir of Rosh Chodesh, that was burnt. And why was it burnt? Rashi comments, V'nechluku b'davar chachmei Yisrael. This is a Sugin Zvachim and Afkuf Aleph, what you find in Taras Kohanim. And that is, Mipnei hatuma shenaga bo Nisraf. The reason that this carbon was burnt and that offer al gavihim izbeach was because it contacted Tuma. And therefore the carbon could not have been offered. So if you look in the Mikros Gedolos, the Das Akedim of Baliatosis raises the following difficulty. That what do you mean? That how can you argue that because of Tumah, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh was not offered? When it comes to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, that no doubt is a carbon Sibur, which is Kavua Lo Zman. And in such a case, Tosus writes, V'hayelo li kari b'tumah. That carbon should be offered, even b'tumah. After all, b'moado is af b'tumah. Tumah is hutra, tumah is dechuyah b'tzibur, the sugi n'yumah davav, sender and dafyud beis, and therefore, why does Rashi say that this carbon could have been offered machmas ha-tumah? If it was mishum aninos, for example, different story, but if it's machmas ha-tumah, why is tumah considered to be such an obstacle? That is the tzarech iyun of Tosus against the shita of Rashi. So if you look in the Gilyonei Hashas of Rav Yosef Engel in Shabbos and Daf Chof Aleph from Beis, Rav Yosef Engel writes the following insight. We discussed this earlier when it came to Chanukah and when it came to the Parshios of Binyan HaMishkan. We were bothered in the second half of Sefer Shmos is devoted to Binyan HaMishkan, but yet the Torah also seems to throw in elements of Avodah. The Torah doesn't only tell us the blueprint of, but rather the Torah tells us, you know, you're going to build, right, a Shulchan and use it to offer the Lechem HaPanim. You're going to build a menorah, use it for the purpose of Hadlaka Sanera. So at that time we raised a very simple question, well, why does the Torah have to tell us the Avodah in these parshios? Well, it's important to know that there's a mitzvah Avodah, but we're not going to look to these parshios for Avodah. This is the blueprint of Binyan HaMishkan. So why is it necessary even to highlight the Avodah? Okay, so perhaps parenthetically, the Torah is telling us, realize, this is the dimensions, these are the plans, and this is what you're going to do with it. That's a more parenthetical aside. Perhaps what's more difficult is the following. The Torah tells us in Parshas Tetzaveh that you're obligated to build a Mizbeach, and what can you do with a Mizbeach? Offer a Karban Tamid. That's very difficult. Why is Avodah mentioned altogether? And why is Karban Tamid mentioned? There are many karbanos that you will offer agabe HaMizbeach. So if you're going to mention Avodah, so fine, mention Avodah. But why is it that the Torah singles out the Karban Tamid? So what we suggested at that time was the following, that if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Shuas and Nafta Zayin, the Gemara tells us the following. How is it that one is Mekadesh? Ikli? At what point does the menorah, the shulchan, the Mizbeach, right, attain its status as being part of the Klei HaMishkan, as Klei HaMikdash? So there the Gemara answers as follows, that Kol HaKelim Shosa Moshe Mishichasin Mekadesh. The Kelim Moshe Rabbeinu made, it was Moshech B'Shemen HaMishcha, and at that point it was infused with its Kedusha. What about Mikan Ve'elam? What about the Doros? When they didn't have the Shemen HaMishcha. So then, Avodasa Mechan Chasa, the Avoda is Mekadesh. The Avoda is Mekadesh. Same thing when it comes to a Kohen. One can be Mekadesh the Kohen Ayideh Meshicha B'Shemen HaMishcha. And if you don't have that, how is it the Kohen Gadol receives his status of Kohen Gadol? Through Ribui Begadim. Ribui Begadim, when he will don the Big Day Kuna. That's comparable to Avodah Mechan Chasa. So therefore, interestingly, Avodah plays two roles. There's a mitzvah Avodah, that's true, but there's also Avodah B'Toras Avodah Mechan Chasa. In other words, Avodah is critical for Binyan HaMikdash. These parshios, the second half of Sefer Shmos, is not only Mishkan. The Gemara says, V'chein Tas L'Doros. The Torah has to give us the blueprint for creating the Klei HaMishkan and the Klei HaMikdash. Well, if that's true, the Torah has to underscore Avodah, because you will not have a menorah, you won't have a shulchan, you won't have a Mizbeach without the Avodah. Not as a mitzvah Avodah, but rather as Avodasa Mechan Chasa. If that's true, you can understand very well, because the Mishnah tells us, Menachos, Naf Memtes, that how is it that you're Mechanech the Mizbeach? The Mishnah is Mefurish. No, you can't choose any carbon. Ein Mechanechen es Mizbeach ela B'Tamid. It's the carbon Tamid that has to be used. The carbon Tamid is the Tchilas Avodah. The carbon Tamid has to be used for the purpose of being Mechanech the Mizbeach. So incredibly Meduyot. The reason that Avodah is mentioned is not because of the mitzvah Avodah, but rather because of Avodasa Mechan Chasa. And when it comes to Mizbeach, Avodasa Mechan Chasa is only accomplished through the Karban Tamid. That's why in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Torah tells us, you will build a Mizbeach and you'll offer a Karban Tamid. There are many Karbanos that you'll offer, but Karban Tamid is unique, B'Toras Avodasa Mechan Chasa. If that's true, the following step. It is the case that tum is hutra, tum is dechuya betzibur. Rav Yosef Engel suggests the following chiddush, that as far as the mitzvah avoda is concerned, of course, avoda can continue even betumah. But the tchilas avoda, which is mekadesh, that, Rav Yosef Engel writes, cannot be accomplished betumah. A mitzvah avoda can be accomplished, but avodasa mechan chasa, that cannot be accomplished betumah. That's the chiddush of Rav Yosef Engel. With this in mind, Rav Yosef Engel, right, answers the known kasha that why during Chanukah was it necessary to find the Pach HaShemen? You get the impression as though without Shemen Tahor, they wouldn't have performed the mitzvah sadlaka. Why? Can't we apply the principle of tumah hutcher, tumah dekuyah betzibur? Why was it necessary to find the Pach HaShemen? Forget for the moment of why the nes of the Pach HaShemen, did it continue? Why was it necessary to find that Pach HaShemen? Was that really Mikra Hadin? Or would have been the case if they didn't find a Pach HaShemen, they would have offered, right, lip with Shemen Tame. So Rabbi Simengo writes exactly this point, that it was necessary to have, right, a new menorah. The Gemara describes, a new menorah was forged by the Chashmonaim. And the first Hadlakas HaMenorah was not just simply the mitzvah of Hadlaka, but it was Avodasa Mechanchasa. And Avodasa Mechanchasa cannot be done betuma. Even if Gabi the mitzvah Savoda, Hutra, Duchuya, Avodasa Mechanchasa, that which imbues, that which infuses the Kedusha Sakli, right, that can only be done, right, in the pristine quality of Tara. And in such a case, that's why it was necessary, Mikra Hadin, to use Shemin, that was Tahar. And as an example, Yosef Engel cites the following. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel, this isn't an exact parallel, but similar, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel is bothered by the following. When it comes to the first time that Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael and offered the Minchas HaOmer, so the Gemara raises the following kasha that Meheichan Hikru. Where did they get the Sorim from? Where did they get this? They just entered Eretz Yisrael. It's not like in the previous season they planted, and now the Sorim grew, and they could harvest those Sorim and use them for the Minchas HaOmer. So the first opportunity to offer the Minchas HaOmer, where did these Sorim come from? So if you look in Chedushei Haran, right, Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel, and after Masa Meheichan, the Haran is very bothered. What's the difficulty? So maybe they brought it with them. Maybe they brought it with them. Maybe they took it. Maybe they already. What's so difficult? After all, if one cannot find Tefuah in Eretz Yisrael, so you can even have Tefuah from Chutz Laretz. So why is the Gemara so startled that Meheichan Hikrivuhu? So the Ran answers in a similar fashion. This is not Avodas Mechanchasa, but in a similar fashion. The Ran writes, you know, it's true. Throughout history, one could envision times that maybe the Minchas HaOmer was offered in less than ideal conditions. But the Ran points out that what do you mean? The Omer HaRishon, Hayesh Lo Kemitzvaso, the first time in history that we ever offered this Mincha, it was done by Ofen B'di'evet. That the Ran writes is what troubles the Gemara, not Mistaber. If it's necessary as a mitzvah lachatchila that the Sorim come from Yehuda, Eino nira lomar sha'omer harish nahayesh lo kemitzvosa. Not Mistaber to assume that the first time we did so in the history of the world it was done ba'ofen b'di'evet. That's what the Ran points out. And that's why Yosef Engel writes same thing Hanukkah. The first time that we utilize the menorah for hadlaka, it can't be that we use Shemen Tamei. With this in mind, Yosef Engel addresses, right, Arashi. This was the time of the Miluim. It's similar to that Sugin Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. This was the initial avoda that was done to be Mechanech, to be Mekadesh, the Mishkan. And there, right, Yosef Engel writes, unreasonable to assume that all of that was done b'Torah Astachiyah. You have a running, a functioning Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, day in, day out. One could envision that on a particular day there will be then a less than ideal condition. But at the time of the very days of the Miluim, when you're initiating and fusing the Kedushas Malkom, the Kedushas HaKli, in such a case, there, that is not the instance. And that, Luchoros Rashi writes, that even though technically speaking it's a carbon which is Kabul Ozman, and in principle that, the Moado Afilu Betuma, but no, not here. It's an important lesson. That sometimes a person can be Yod, say a mitzvah, but if it's done both in Bidi Eved, it doesn't have the same roshim of an avodasa, machan chasa. Right? Every mitzvah has two halves to it. Right? There is the mitzvah itself in its root form, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the maisa ha-mitzvah, but also, asher kirishanu mitzvah v'tzivanu, kadshenu mitzvah secha, that the mitzvah also is the basis of kedusha. It's not only true of avodas ha-mikdash, but every mitzvah has the elements of the mitzvah in and of itself, and the kedusha, right, which accompanies that mitzvah. And no doubt that aside from in the strict sense that the greater Zrizus and the greater Hislavos, that will enhance the Kiyama Mitzvah, but certainly it impacts and that element of Avodasa Mechan Chasa. So perhaps that's why Rashi comments, Vehinei Sarav, because of elements of Tumah that were present at that particular time. If you look in the end of Parsha Shmini, here the Torah tells us right, the different types of Tumah, different types of Behema, Behema Tahora, a Behema Temeya, and in the very beginning of next Shabbos is Kriya Satar and Parshas Tazria, then the Torah speaks about the status of Adam. Sometimes there is Tumah Sa'adam, sometimes a person is Tahor, sometimes one is Tameh. So Rashi is, you know, in the very beginning of Parshas Tazria, quotes, right, the following drasha, the Amar Rabbi Sinai, that Kishem Shi Yitziraso Shel Adam Achar Kol Behema Chayvov, that just as man was created at the end of Sheshis Mebreshis, so too Kach Toraso Nish Parsha Achar Toras Behema Chayvov. So therefore, Torasa Mishparta, the Torah of man, is also elucidated after Behema Chayavov. A reference to that first in Parsha Shmini, the Torah deals with Tumah as it refers to Behema Chayavov, and subsequently in Parsha Tezria, all of a sudden now the Torah speaks about Tahara and Tumah of Adam. So Rabbi Simlai say, don't be surprised that that's the sequence. No, that was the sequence of Maisa Breishis. That first, Yitziras, Behema Chayavov, and subsequently Yitziras Ha'adam. So the question is, what exactly is the link? Do you understand that just as when it comes to Bria Solem, so too when it comes to areas of Tumah V'Tahara, but is there any connection right, between these two? Perhaps, right, the most basic question is the following. Why was it, in terms of Bria Shamayim V'Aretz, that Adam was created last? Why was that? And perhaps that will shed some light on this issue of Torasa Mishparsha Achar Toras Behema Chaya Va'ov. So if you look, for example, in the Avos Rabbi Nosson, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Avos Rabbi Nosson writes right, the following beautiful phrase, that Kol Ma Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Bara Ba'adam. Avos Rabbi Nosson, everything Kadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in man. And the Zohar, for example, writes that why is it that Adam Nivra Achron? Why is it that man was created last? The Zohar's answer, and this is Lachor, the point of Avos Rabbi Nosson, Kedei Lichlo Bo Kol Maisa Breishis. Because man is a microcosm. Right? Man reflects all of the tchunos, all of the tendencies, all of the qualities that are found in the broadest sense. This is what Rav Chaim Lajner elaborates on in Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Aleph in Perek Vav, that there are various tendencies in the world, and man has the capacity right, of all of those possibilities. When you look, for example, at certain creations, so there are certain animals that by their nature are more meek, and there are others that are far more aggressive. There are certain animals that are more callous. There are certain animals that are more compassionate. Kadosh Baruch Hu compared, created that in the world. There are certain animals, the Gemara writes, that are quite industrious, right? And there are other animals that are quite lazy. Kadosh Baruch Hu created all of these tunos in the world. And then the last of the Bria was man, because man has the potential for all of those possibilities. And that's the uniqueness of Bechira. Bechira allows a person to choose, right, whether to emulate this or whether to copy that, whether to reflect this Minda or whether to reflect that Minda. That is not something that is shared by Behema Chayavov. There is a natural tendency that they have. Meshech Chachma, for example, writes that that's why when it comes to Yetziras HaAdam, right, the pasuk does not say Ki Tov, because it's not a matter of objective good or bad when it comes to Yetziras HaAdam, but Nasa Adam means that our challenge through Bechira is to be able to choose V'Achar Tavachayim, to choose that approach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the models. And therefore, Koma Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Bara Ba'adam. Man is a microcosm of all of those tendencies in the world. And the challenge is for a person to be able to glean right from those positive traits through his Bechira, to be able to use those Kochos and Nefesh for part of Avodas Hashem. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, Avos Rabbi Nosson, the Zohar, that's why man was created last. Because all of these were the prior models, and man is a combination of all those types of Tchunos and Nefesh. And that's a function of Bechira. If that's true, perhaps this is exactly the insight of Rabbi Simlai. That just like when it comes to Yetziras Adam, that man is created last, that certainly that's also true when it comes to Torasso Mistarsha. Torasso, man's Torah. What exactly does that mean? Perhaps that sense. When it comes to Tuma and Tara, you also find right, that striking distinction. If you want to know whether a behema is a behema tahora, or whether a behema is a behema tameya, how is that determined? The answer is that's determined objectively. No, this is a min tama. This is a min tame. That is the model, so to speak. The Torah created that which is Torah. The Torah created that which is Tuma. And what is so unusual about Parshas Tazri about Adam? That Adam has choices. Is Adam Tahor or Tameh? The answer is there's no objective answer. The answer is it depends. There are times of Tuma, there are times of Tahara. A person seeks Tahara, but that's a sliding scale. Man, just as in terms of Bechira, can mimic in terms of Tchunas and Efesh, even in terms of Tuma Vitara. The same thing is true. A person is capable of Tuma and Tahara. And interestingly, perhaps that can account for why man potentially has the most significant level of Tuma. The Aviyah Bosa Tuma is Tuma Sa'adam. Perhaps that's a function of Bechira, in the sense that when a person fails to realize that opportunity for Tahara, and the ensuing result is Tuma, that's considered to be the most intense form of Tuma, because it's an acknowledgement as though that Tahara was not reached. Unlike when it comes to other objects where that's impossible. It's not that this is a min Tahara that will become Tame, a min Tame that becomes Tahara, and so on. And therefore, perhaps, in delineating Tuma and Tahara, exactly, the Torah creates the models, and the Torah turns to Adam, just as it does when it comes to Bria Sa'olam, because man uniquely, as a function of Bechira, right, has that right. It's not the Kitov objectively, but rather, right, the person has the right of choice that allows him to be able to emulate, right, that which is the Tov, or if, unfortunately, to mimic that which is considered to be Ra. Perhaps that's a different insight, right, in the Drasha Rabbi Simlai, not just mentioned simply Yitzira Sa'adam and Taraso Shel Adam, and that's perhaps why Rabbi Simlai refers to the state of Tum and Tara as being Taraso Shel Adam, Taraso Nisparsha. In what sense is it Taraso? That's the Torah Sa'adam. It's the Torah Sa'adam because, yeah, that's the essence, right, of our plight in this world, is to be able to exercise that form of Bechira, and that is the part of the uniqueness of the Kedusha Sa'adam, to be able to emulate that aspect and fulfill the Ratzon Hashem.